Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another Geek Culture Congress. Yes, 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 yes. I am your host, as always, Luis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by the very funny and talented Mr. Tarek Lewis.
All those things are true.
Yes, it is. And no Joey franchise today because we're actually talking to Tarek Lewis because you got to check out the remake of Pet Sematary
for
2019.
So
you're going to give us your hopefully spoiler-free, but mostly spoiler-free review, right?
Well, no one dies in this one. Yeah. It's a romantic...
What kind of horror movie is that?
It's basically a romantic comedy centered around this pet cemetery. And what it is Judd and the main doctor guy have this gay relationship.
Really interesting.
Yeah, and they get to keep it secret.
Okay.
Oh, I'm thinking about Brokeback Mountain. Oh. My fault. I watched both those things. I'm getting them mixed up.
All right. So give us your real reaction to Pet Sematary.
I will sum it up like this.
Yeah.
If you liked the original, you will like the remake.
Really? Okay, cool.
You will like the remake.
Cool.
I'm on the fence of which saying it's better than the original, but I'm only saying that maybe because they did change some things.
Yeah.
So you're watching this film and a lot of it is exactly the same, even down to some of the dialogue. It's exactly the same.
I think probably to do a Stephen King, I think he drops the hammer down like, hey, and listen, some things need to be like this. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm sitting there watching it and thinking like, okay, this is the same. This is the same. Okay, here comes this moment. And it doesn't come. You're like, what happened to the? Oh, there it is.
Okay.
So they're able to shock you.
They're like fake you, right? They faked you out.
Hit you with the 52 fake out. One of my favorite plays in high impact football.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed the whole movie. There wasn't a lot of slow parts.
Yeah.
The performances were good.
Really?
You know, sometimes with child actors, it's hard to get it to ring, you know, their kids.
Right.
The little girl was good.
Yeah.
She
was very convincing.
Very convincing.
Had a demon inside her. Yeah.
Yeah. The little boy, you know, he's a little boy. So what's he supposed to do? You know.
Yeah.
But man, it kept me on the edge of my seat.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I will say this.
So if you're a horror fan,
I definitely recommend it. I don't know if you're wanting to see a horror film, I don't know what more you would want.
Oh, wow. That's a strong statement.
I'm not saying it's the best horror film ever.
Okay.
I'm saying if you're a horror film fan, it gives you everything a horror film could give you.
All right. Fair enough.
I recommend it.
Cool. What would you give it then out of 5 stars then in our Geek Culture Congress scale?
So I feel like horror films should be on a different scale.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
So it's 4.5.
Wow.
On a horror film scale.
Nice.
You know, you have 5s. They're like The Conjuring.
Mm-hmm.
For me, The Grudge. Those, some of those.
Okay.
The Ring. The Japanese versions in particular. This one was really good, though.
Yeah.
And I have no major complaints about it, man. That cat, though. That damn cat was... Ugh. And I love cats, bro.
Yeah?
I was mad at that cat. The entire film will have you mad at cats and at semi-trucks.
I just would like to publicly say it. I will probably never see this movie because me and horror movies and scary movies don't go together well.
You never seen Michael Jackson's Thriller? You didn't even see Thriller, Speedy?
I couldn't stand, you know, when he made the world premiere for that on MTV, remember back in the day?
Yeah.
I was scared, man. Like I that shook me to my core. Like, you know, I was like, I give Michael Jackson.
Speedy, you sitting here and telling me it's 2019. You haven't seen Thriller yet?
I have, finally, yes.
You did finally see it. Okay. Yeah, I know it's gonna be a lot of movies coming up soon.
Yeah.
So I would tell people, if you're a horror film fan, go step out and see this one.
Okay.
You know, I'm not gonna sit here and talk down on Us, but this is more of a pure horror film than Us is.
Okay.
You know.
It's two different styles, right?
Two different styles of horror.
It's like judo and kung fu, right?
Yeah. Yeah. but I liked it, man. And listen, man, if you lost somebody in your life, just let them go, man. Don't
No spells, okay? No spells, no voodoo magic. It's not going to work, okay? All right, ladies and gentlemen. It was a quick show here for Geek Culture Congress. We'll be back hopefully next week with something that happens in the world of geekdom.
Yeah.
Keep up with the Instagram and the Facebook. We're always posting breaking news as this is happening. We got some news about the Morbius movie that Jared Leto's actually leaking stuff and pictures and stuff like that.
Okay.
So that's interesting. And we have some, you know, some Joker, Avengers stuff.
Joker trailer.
We got the Joker poster up. It's so much stuff there. I got some rumor mills about Robotech and but just a bunch of stuff that I just can't remember everything right now. But go check us out on the Facebook Geek Culture Congress. Look us up.
All right.
Tarek, let them know what's going on with you.
I got a really busy weekend planned, and it's none of your business. But well, you can find me on Instagram. My name is Tarek on Instagram, T-A-R-I-K.
All right.
Same thing on Twitter.
All right, cool. Of course, it's me. My Nocturnal Life, you can follow if you like that stuff. DJ Speedy JR. But of course, follow us at Geek Culture Congress, Facebook and Twitter. See you guys next time.
Peace.
All right. Peace.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.